With a heavy heart, I hopped up into the back of Bruiser's pickup. The poor guy was curled up in a ball near the front. All alone, unwanted, abandoned, hated by everyone. I went to him and laid a paw on his shoulder. "I've come to help, Bruiser. Go on with your story." He raised up and through teary eyes he said,
"Gosh, you really want to hear it?"
"Yes, I think it's important that you tell it all to a friend."
You'd consider being my friend?"
I lifted my eyes toward heaven and nodded. "Yes. You see, those of us in the security business appear to be tough and hard. That's only because our job demands it. But peel off the outer layers of steel and iron, and you find dogs who really care."
"Oh, gosh."
"So let it all spill out. I'm here not to judge, but to listen."
"Well, okay."
He wiped a tear from his eye.
"Those mugs in the junkyard, they made me mean, see? And they told me I was rotten and nasty to the core."
This is so sad."
"Yeah, but then one day I had this kind of revelation, you might say, and I looked back on my terrible, wasted life, and I realized they were right."
"Huh? What did you just say?"
"I said..."
He rose to his feet.
"They were right about me. I was rotten to the core, and that's just the way I wanted it."
He seemed to be... There was a strange light in his eyes, see, and... "Hey, wait a minute. You said that deep inside your inner being, you're actually a little Scottish Terrier. That's exactly what you said. Honest, I heard it."
"One of the things that makes me so rotten, pal, is that I lie all the time. I love telling lies to saps like you who believe anything. And you know what else I love?"
"Your fellow dogs?"
"Nah,